Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Fly High Ministries. It's really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Jesus comes to jam your frequency. Yes, Jesus has come to jam your frequency. Truth of the matter is, everybody lives by the frequency of the world. Yes, we're usually plugged into the world agenda, the world frequencies. But the truth of the matter is that Jesus has come to jam the devil's frequencies. Yes. What is a frequency? Well, the range of a high frequency in a radio spectrum between 3 to 30 megahertz. 3 to 30 megahertz. And the low frequency is between 30 and 300 kilohertz. The truth of the matter is, Jesus is coming to jam Satan's frequency. I don't know about you, but radio jamming has been around for centuries. Radio jamming has been around for centuries. You know, in history, during World War II, ground radio operators would attempt to mislead pilots by false instruction in their own language. In what was more precisely a spoofing attack than jamming, radar jamming is also important to disrupt the use of radar used to guide an enemy's missile or aircraft. Modern secure communication techniques use such methods as spread spectrum modulations to resist the deleterious effects of jamming. Jamming, radio frequency jamming, has been around for centuries, and believe it or not, don't you know that the devil wants to jam your frequency? Yes, the truth of the matter is, the devil wants to jam your frequency. You know, jamming a foreign radio broadcast station has often been used in wartime and during periods of tense international relations to prevent or deter citizens from listening to broadcasts from enemy countries. However, such jamming is usually or limited effectiveness because the affected station usually changes frequencies but an additional frequencies and or increased transmission power. Come on, somebody. Jesus is in the process of jamming the devil's frequencies. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but when Jesus comes, he's going to jam the devil's frequencies. Jamming has also occasionally been used by the governments of Germany during World War II, Israel, Cuba, Iraq, and Iran. Iraq and the Iran War from 1980 to 1988. China, North and South Korea, and several Latin American countries, as well as by Ireland against pirate radio stations such as Radio Nova. The United Kingdom government used two coordinated, separately located transmitters to jam the offshore radio ship Radio North Sea International off the coast of Britain in 1970. Come on, somebody. You ain't listening to me today, but the truth of the matter is, you've been praying and praying and praying, but I'm here to tell you, your prayer is your frequency. It's your radio frequency unto God. And when you pray, that frequency goes out to God. Come on, somebody. You're a little radio station, and your thoughts and meditations and prayers, those are frequencies that go out to God. And he's picking up your frequencies, and some of your frequencies are being jammed by the devil today. Come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me today because you look so pretty, but the truth of the matter is, God is in the process of jamming the devil's frequencies. You've been tuned in to the frequencies of the world. You've been tuned in. But Jesus is coming to jam those frequencies. Come on, somebody. In World War II, in occupied Europe and Nazis attempt to jam broadcasts to the continent from the BBC and other Allied stations. Along with increasing transmitter power and adding extra frequencies, attempts were made to counteract the jamming by dropping leaflets over city instruction listeners to construct a directional loop aerial that would enable them to hear the stations through the jamming. In the Netherlands, such aerials were nicknamed Maffenzief, English Quatsief. And what about the Cold War? The Cold War. The main articles, the radio in the Soviet Union and censorship in the Soviet Union. During the Cold War, Soviet and Eastern Bloc jamming of some Western broadcasters led to a power race in which broadcasters and jammers alike repeatedly increased their transmission power, utilized highly directional antennas, and added extra frequencies to the already heavily overcrowded shortwave bands in such an extent that many broadcasters not directly targeted by the jammers, including pro-Soviet stations, suffered from the rising level of noise and interference. A further method used was operating transmitters for domestic radio stations on the same or nearby frequencies. For an example, for many years, the GDR operated the Woodrow, a transmitter on the same medium wave frequency, 575 kilohertz. The Molacca radio transmitter used with the output power of 100 kilowatts, which made it difficult to receive the AFNS Molacca radio transmitter and much of the GDR. Radio Free Europe and its sister service, Radio Liberty, were the main target of Soviet jammers, followed by Voice of America and the BBC World Service. This is during the Cold War era. Other stations targeted by the Soviet jammers, but not to the same extent as RFE, RL, VOA, and BBC, include the Dutch Wells and occasionally Radio Vatican, the Kol Yisrael, and the Radio Canada International. The jamming usually only took place during programming in language widely spoken in Eastern Bloc countries. The Russians, the Polish, the Czechoslovakians, and Lithuanians, programs in English and other major Western languages were rarely, if ever, jammed internationally. The truth of the matter is, we have a long history of frequency jamming in wars, from World War II, from the Cold War. But I don't know about you, but when I pray unto my Father, and when I try to live my life, there's a frequency that is radiating out of me. And there's a frequency that's radiating out of you. You have a certain antenna. Are you going to tune into the broadcast of Jesus? The truth of the matter is, you are not tuned into the broadcast of the gospel of Jesus. You're not tuned in to what it means to be a follower of Jesus because Satan has blocked your frequencies. You are not tuned in to life's realities. You are not tuned in to the broadcast because Satan has blocked your frequencies. You know, some parts of the world were more impacted by these broadcasting practices than others. In Eurasia, worse affected, including the medium wave frequency, particularly 720 kilohertz used by the RFE. North Asia, America, the Sub-Saharan Africa, partly affected. Australasia, South America, was rarely affected during the Cold War. Meanwhile, some listeners in the Soviet Union and Eastern Bloc devised ingenious methods such as homemade directional loop antennas to hear the Western stations through the noise. Because radio signals, the propagation and shortwave can be different, to predict reliable listeners sometimes found that there were daytimes when the jamming was particularly ineffective because radio fading due to the atmospheric conditions was affected the jamming signals but favoring the broadcast. On other days, of course, the reverse was the case. There were also times when jamming transmitters were temporarily off air due to the breakdowns of maintenance. The Soviets and most of their Eastern Bloc allies used two types of jamming transmitters. The Skywave jamming covered a large area, but for the reason described was also limited effectiveness. The ground wave jamming was more effective, but only over a small area and was thus only used in a near major city through the Eastern Bloc. Both types of jammings were less effective on the highly shortwave frequency, about 15 megahertz. However, many radios in the USSR didn't cover the higher bands. Skywave jamming was usually accompanied by more signals. In order to enable coded identification of jamming stations, in order that Soviet monitoring posts could assess the effectiveness of each station. Very, very interesting. Radio jamming is very and was really strong. If I could jam your frequency, I can stop communication. If I could jam your frequency, you can't communicate anymore. You can't listen to new information. The truth of the matter is, the devil has been blocking your frequency so you can't hear from God anymore. The truth of the matter is, the devil's been jamming your frequency so you can't hear new instruction. You can't hear new revelation. Your frequency has been blocked. Come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you that your frequency has been jammed. Your frequency has been jammed. You don't know how to listen to the broadcast of Jesus Christ anymore. Your frequency has been jammed by your church. Your frequency has been jammed by your pastor. Your frequency has been jammed by your government officials. Your frequencies are being jammed by your schools. Come on, somebody. Your frequency is being jammed. You don't know how to hear the clear message, the broadcast of Jesus anymore. Well, in 1987, after decades of generally refusing to acknowledge that such jamming was even taking place, the Soviets finally stopped jamming Western broadcasts, with the exception of RFERL, which continued to be jamming for several months after 1988. While Western governments may have occasionally considered jamming broadcasts from Eastern Bloc stations, it was generally accepted that doing so would be a pointless exercise. The ownership of shortwave radios was less common in the Western countries than in USSR, while due to the vast physical size of the country, many domestic stations were relayed on shortwave as it was the only practical way to cover remote areas. Additionally, Western governments were generally less afraid of intellectual competition from the communist bloc. However, in Latin America, there were incidents of communist radio stations such as Radio Venceremos being jammed, allegedly by the CIA, while there were short-lived incidents where Britain jammed some Egyptians during the Suez Crisis, the Greeks prior to Cyprus gaining independence, the Rhodesian stints. Come on, somebody. We can go on. And what about the post-Cold War from 1989 to the present time? Radio jamming has been common. Radio jamming has been common. But I want to go down and I want to mention in Daniel 10, chapter 12 and 13. You know, when you pray, you are sending a frequency up to our Heavenly Father. Did you know? The devil wants to block your transmission. He wants to block your frequencies to the Heavenly Father. In Daniel 10, chapter 10, verse 12 through 13. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God. Thy words were heard, and I have come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. And 1 20 days, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to me, and I remained there with the king of Persia. Here we see Satan jamming the frequency of Daniel's prayer to our Heavenly Father. He tried to block Daniel's prayer. It is true. He was praying. He was praying. And he was praying. He was sending out frequencies. He was sending out frequency. He was sending out a broadcast. He was sending out for help. But no, his frequency was jammed by the devil, the prince of Persia. We are talking in the spiritual light here. We know the king of the prince of Persia was Cyrus, but we are talking about the spiritual realm. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days, 21 days. Come on, somebody. My frequency was blocked for 21 days. I was calling for help out in the desert. I had my radio. I was calling to the broadcast for help, and there my frequency was being jammed. Lord Jesus, help me. Lord Jesus, help me. I need help in my family. I need help in my country. I need help in my church. I need help in my schools. But I'm calling out for help, but my frequency is being jammed. I'm being jammed. I got so much opposition right now. I got people trying to jam my frequency. Come on, somebody. Oh my gosh, I'm in the enemy territory. They're jamming my frequency. I'm calling out on the radio. God, help me. Send reinforcements. I need some help here. Oh my gosh, they're jamming my frequency. I'm hearing static. Lord God, I need instruction. Lord God, I need instruction. I'm calling out to you. But God said, fear not. I know the devil's been jamming your frequencies. Fear not. I know he's been jamming your frequencies of life. But I'm here. I'm coming to jam his frequencies. You ain't hearing what I'm trying to say, that Jesus is coming to jam the frequencies of the devil. Jesus is coming to jam the frequencies of the devil. I know the devil's setting up more radio towers. Come on, somebody. He's having larger bandwidth. You ain't hearing what I'm trying to say, but I don't care how much bandwidth, how many frequencies you have. Jesus is coming to go. Oh, you ain't listening to me. Jesus is coming to stop the frequencies of the devil. Can I get an amen? There was so much after the Cold War. There was so much after the post-Cold War era. We had the People's Republic of China radio jamming. In 2002, China acquired standard shortwave radio broadcasting equipment designed for general public radio broadcasting and technical support from Thales Broadcast Multimedia, a former subsidiary of the French state-owned company Thales Group. It is assured that China is using Elis technology for jamming foreign radio stations broadcasting in China. Thales jamming technology only operates at power levels below 500 kilowatts for its shortwave jamming products. Adili Milna, the BSEE, the Continental Electronic, in an audio file held at shortwave.org, claims that China had duplicated his company's 100-kilowatt, 250-kilowatt shortwave transmitter. It is unclear if these products were indeed duplicated or if broadcast jamming. One of the major, major countermeasures of a war is radio frequencies, radio jamming. The Islamic Republic of Iran has frequently used jamming of satellite TVs as well as filtering the internet and restricting internet connectivity speed and other methods as a strategy to prevent the consequences of freedom of expression in the last decade. And most of the jamming took place in the year of 2009 after the controversial presidential election in Iran to control the flow of information and updates about the protest. Although most of the jamming is done on news channels or political ones, Another famous series of jamming started around July 2010 on the non-political Persian language satellite TV channel called Farzai One, which airs Persian dubbed popular TV series. Radio jamming. Your life radiates a frequency unto the Lord. Your life radiates a frequency unto God. Somebody listen to what I'm trying to say here. As you pray, as you meditate, as you live your life, you are radiating a frequency. Are you tuned in to the broadcast of Jesus Christ? Are you tuned in to the real God? Are you tuned in to the real Jesus? Come on, somebody. Your frequencies have been jammed. Your frequencies have been jammed by the devil. You've been listening to the worldly Jesus. You've been listening to the world. Come on, the global Jesus. You've been listening to globalism. One world order, Jesus. Come on, somebody. You ain't listening to what I'm trying to say. You're more into the world than you are to the broadcast of Jesus. Your frequency in your church has been jammed. You're not in tuned anymore into the true broadcast, the original gospel of Jesus Christ. You're not in tuned anymore. You have lost your frequencies. You have turned your dial. Come on, somebody. I believe that most churches today are getting static. I believe that many churches today are getting static in their frequency unto the Lord. It's amazing. We have to get out of our box. We have to get out of our box. Come on, somebody. We are being jammed. Come on, the church today is being jammed. The frequencies are being jammed. You ain't listening to me today, America. Your frequencies are being jammed. Oh, I feel the Lord telling me right now that God is gonna start. Oh, He's gonna start hearing. He's gonna start releasing. He's gonna start jamming the devil's frequencies. You're gonna get a clearer broadcast. The radio's gonna start tuning in more in your life. You're gonna start seeing things like you never seen. You're gonna start hearing things like you never heard. Come on, somebody, tune in to the radio of Jesus. Tune in to His broadcast. Tune in and you're gonna have the revelation, the instruction. He's gonna guide you. Oh, my God is coming to guide you. He's coming on the radio of your life. Tune in to the frequency of the Lord. Tune in to His broadcast. He's going to guide your life. He's going to direct your life. He's going to lead your life. You ain't listening to me today because you look so pretty, but the truth of the matter is God is leading you. Tune in on the broadcast. Tune in on the radio. Come on, somebody. Tune in to the radio of Jesus. What about other countries? Since the early 1960s, the practice of radio jamming has been very common in Cuba, blocking not only American government-funded radio stations, such as the VOA, but also radio stations owned and or operated by or selling airtime to Cuban exile groups transmitting from Miami, Florida, such as the La Cubanisma Radio Mambe, the Cadena Azul. The same practice has been applied to Radio Martai and TV Martai, operated by the U.S. Information Agency since 1985. North Korea and South Korea still regularly jam some of each other's radios, and sometimes television stations. Several Middle Eastern countries, particularly Iran, jam shortwave broadcasts, and even occasionally attempt to jam satellite TV signals targeting at their country. Pakistan has recently stated in its intention to begin jamming clandestine radio stations operated by the Taliban. Ethiopia has jammed the DW and VOA transmission as well as the ESAT Ethiopian satellite television. In Argentina, the aerial TV station Channel 13, cable TV news channel, Todo Noticias, the AM radio, Radio Mitre, were jammed by the unidentified source coming from South America. All of these stations belong to the Artier Media Company, which belongs to Grupo Clarín. This media corporation gained international notoriety for their ongoing confrontation with the Argentine government, which started during the 2008 Argentine government conflict with the agricultural sector. The truth of the matter is, when you pray, you're sending a frequency to the Heavenly Father. And did you know that the devil wants to block your transmissions? In Jude 1:9, but Michael and the archangel, when he disputed with the devil and argued about the body of Moses, did not dare pronounce against him the railing judgments, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." The truth of the matter is, every time you pray unto the Lord God, you're sending a frequency out. And the truth of the matter is, the devil's right there. He's trying to jam the frequency so God does not hear your prayer. And I'm here to tell you to keep on praying. To keep on praying. To don't give up praying until your prayer's answered. There's a war in the heavens. There's a war in the heavenlies for your prayer. You got to keep on praying in the Spirit of the Lord. Keep on praying. Revelation 12:7 says it like this. And there was a war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. And who was this dragon? The dragon and his angels waged war. Well, the dragon was the devil, the prince of Persia. He was trying to block the frequencies. There's a war in the heavens for your soul. There's a war in the heavens for your freedoms. And there's a war in the heavens for your life. We need to keep on praying. Keep putting Jesus first. Keep putting Jesus first. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. John 14. Lamentations 3:9 says, Israel was evil. Israel was found evil ways. So God blocked their transmission. He blocked their frequency. He says it like this, He has blocked my ways with hewn stone. He has made my path crooked. Who is He? He is Jesus Christ. And He has also come to block the devil's schemes. Jesus has come to block the frequencies of the devil. He has come to block his frequencies. He has come to block the evil that has fallen. Jesus has come to block the frequencies of the devil. He has come to block the frequencies of the devil. What radio station are you tuned in today? Are you tuned in to the frequencies of Satan? Are you tuned in to his TV shows, his radio broadcasts? Are you following the ways of Satan? Are you going to turn your frequency towards Jesus Christ? You might hear a little static. You might not be sure where you're going. But I'm here to tell you to trust in Jesus, accept him as your personal Savior, and tune in to the broadcasts of Jesus Christ. Tune into his broadcast. Listen to his revelations. So what do we have here? We have Satan blocking prayers, and we have God blocking Israel's evil ways and lamentation. God said, that's enough, and I'm going to block your evil ways. I'm going to block your frequencies. Our Heavenly Father has come and jammed your evil frequencies that you're transmitting. The truth of the matter is, world, you're transmitting evil all over. You're transmitting evil in the schools. You're transmitting evil in our public churches. You're transmitting evil frequencies in your homes. You're transmitting evil frequencies in your governments. you are transmitting evil, and Jesus has come to jam your frequencies. Jesus has come to jam your frequencies. Second Chronicles 32:4 says, a large force of men assembled, and they blocked the springs and the streams that flowed through the land. Why should the king of Assyria come and find plenty of water? And what they did, they dammed it up. They didn't have frequencies then, but they had flowing waters. They had waters that would flow, and they said, you know what, we're going to jam it up. The truth of the matter is, Satan is trying to jam up the flow of water in your life. He's trying to jam up the frequencies of your life. And the truth of the matter is, we need to pray that God would block the frequencies of the devil. He would unjam that river of our life. The river would flow again in our lives. The river of life would flow again. You know, there's so many countermeasures. There's so many jamming technologies out there. There's jamming technologies of aircrafts. And you can go on and you can study it. But the truth of the matter is that your frequency has been jammed. The truth of the matter is Jesus has come to unjam your frequency of life. Jesus has come to unjam your frequency. Lord God, unjam our frequencies. Jam the frequencies of the devil. Let us tune into your broadcast. Let us tune in to the radio station of Jesus. Let us hear your message clearly. Give us revelation and give us instruction of the true God, the Lord of Lords, and the King of Kings. In Jesus' name, amen.